This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We begin the name of Allah, all praise and glory be to Allah, and may His finest peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His family and His companions, every last one of them. Allahumma ameen. Okay, so we begin the fasting rule book. As a preface to the legal matters related to fasting and siyam, we wanted to begin today with some reflections on why we fast. What is the purpose and the objective of fasting for us as Muslims? Of course, we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to us in the Quran, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam." O you have believed, fasting has been written on you, prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those before you. What was this prescription for? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain God consciousness, to be conscious and dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, fasting is one of the pillars of the Islam for a reason, because Islam is about you being aware of Allah and submitting to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam, don't think of it as the name of the religion. It is, of course, but it is also the meaning of the word is submission. So fasting is an embodiment of that, that I submit to Allah. And so our iman is erected on this principle, and it is revived and reinforced in practice through the likes of fasting in a very profound way. It's even subconscious. It almost like re-ingrains or recalibrates us to what it means to be a Muslim. Because you may not realize it, but you're getting deprogrammed, if you will, from prioritizing yourself and getting reprogrammed to prioritizing Allah and rushing to Him and rushing to where He wants you to be. In the first few days of fasting especially. If you think about the fact that you may not realize it, but you go for coffee at a certain time, you go for a snack at a certain time, you go have a meal for a certain time. In those first few days of fasting, you say, no, wait, it's Ramadan, right? You snap out of your habits and you remind yourself, I belong to Allah. I don't just respond to whatever impulse I have. And then that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And that's the second benefit of fasting, is that it creates in us a higher threshold for patience, because fasting is a practice of patience. You know, very interestingly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-ilmu bit-ta'allum wa innama al-hilmu bit-tahallum." And this is very profound and very eloquent of him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, learning or knowledge is by learning, and patience is by what? Practicing patience. And the reason why it's so beautiful, or of the reasons, is that we all know that if you want to learn something, you need to become a student. Humble yourself and just go through the motions and learn, educate yourself. But we differentiate between the intellectual and like the moral. And so when it comes to patience, say, I don't have patience. I'm short-tempered. They take me off. They should know better. And you throw it on someone else. No, the same way your mental capacity, your intellectual capacity can be enhanced by learning, your capacity for patience can increase through practicing that, practicing patience. And so fasting is a huge practice for patience, so it can help us better be able to tolerate the demands of ourselves, our appetites, in the most basic sense, food, drink, and you know, the sexual desire. And instead, I'm able to restrain those wants and expects of me. This also serves our relationship with each other. So many times we're not able to restrain my desire for having the last word or having it my way. But to practice patience gives you so many higher, it gives you such higher horizons, such a higher potential, such a higher ceiling, if we would just invest in it. A mandatory investment is fasting the month of Ramadan. Also of the benefits of Ramadan is our ability to let our spirits, our ruh, our souls rise, because we are more spirit than we are body, but we focus throughout the year on the body, right? And so that is what makes us superior, that we have given priority to the spirit over the body. You know, animals, they just have their desire, but they have no intellect to restrain their desires, right? That's what makes them animalistic. What makes the human being special? The human being has intellect and desires, so when he develops the restraint we just spoke about to serve the desires which deserve to be front and center, the desires of the spirit, the needs of the spirit, which are loving Allah and knowing Him and connecting with Him, that is what makes the human being so special. even more special than the angels, because the angels have intellect, but they have no desire. And so you have both, and it's your wrestling match. And so it gives more leverage to the spirit, helps it catch up in hopes that it will take the driver's seat, this practice of fasting. And that is why also Ramadan is the month of Qur'an. Qur'an came down in Ramadan, and Qur'an is extra rehearsed in Ramadan, right? One of the ways it helps us rehearse is by severing that whole thinking about food time, meal time, snack time, more visits to the bathroom, to be honest, all of that. And the last thing we will say, that fasting, of course, benefits us a great deal in terms of developing also our empathy. Because, you know, we can speak about those in need, but it's not as powerful as seeing an image, right? They say a picture speaks 1,000 words. But even an image that we look at, or even a video that we see on our news feeds of those that are suffering from hunger and famine, it is not the same like tasting it yourself. And so these are of the many benefits, though there's so many more than these four, on the blessings and the wisdoms and the whys behind the fast. Tomorrow, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll talk about who is obligated to fast. Jazakallahu khairan. And we'll leave one day at the end of each week for your question and answer. Barakallahu lakum. Assalamu alaikum.